If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. Mm-hmm. Wonderful stuff, Badger.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll keep using it. Keep going.
Keep on picking, Badger.
There you go.
All right. Let's have some more music, shall
we?
Yeah. Bill Barwick is riding along with us. You know, you can't have a unwritten rules show without playing George's Rule.
He was raised behind a plow, behind a mule in Pivot, Georgia. Life wasn't all that easy back in 1903. He lied about his age, ran away and joined the Navy. The best thing that ever happened to him was my mom, my brother, and me. Now, when we was growing up, he had rules for us to grow by. Simple, common sense things every boy could understand. He'd sit there at the table after supper, telling stories how it was when he was young, how to be a man. Never argue with someone more stupid than you. It'll just make them mad if you do. Just leave them believing what they know to be true. Never argue with someone more stupid than you. He'd just stop, then he'd smile, then he'd shake his head, then just walk away. Didn't do no good get upset, it wouldn't get you anywhere. A man avoids a lot of fights that way. Somewhere they just always got to argue. Their mouth's gonna make them look like they're the backside of some old mule. But character is what you got when you resist temptation. So I'll work some on my character. Remember George's rule. Never argue with someone more stupid than you. It'll just make them mad if you do. Just leave them believing what they know to be true. Never argue with someone more stupid than you. He'd just stop, then he'd smile, then he'd shake his head, then just walk away. Didn't do no good to get upset, it wouldn't get you anywhere. A man avoids a lot of fights that way. I avoid a lot of fights that way. We could all avoid a lot of fights that way.
That is just some sage wisdom right there.
You know, that is good stuff.
Never argue with someone more stupid than you. Right, yep.
Yeah, who's going to win that one?
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, we're talking about the unwritten rules, mm-hmm. part deux.
Deux, yeah.
Dos.
Dos.
Parte dos. Okay. Don't ride in front of the boss.
No.
Well, we can probably expand that and just say don't ride in front of anyone.
Right.
Don't cut them off.
Do not be in the way.
Yeah. Well, it's like Georgie Sicking says.
You're right.
Right. A good hand is only in the way sometimes.
Right.
Right. A poor hand is in the way all the time.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
Yep. And she nailed it there.
She did, didn't she?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just poor etiquette to ride in front of someone. You're horseback. You cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
Poor form, right?
Well, and I share this with my grandchildren.
Yeah.
This is, we're changing gears, swapping gears here anyway.
Okay.
I says, why did God give you two ears and one mouth?
Because you're supposed to listen twice as long as you speak?
Or? Yeah, twice as much as you talk.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You know, they say there is no bad question, right?
Right, right. No stupid questions.
No stupid questions.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
I'll argue that.
I'm going to have to.
But
yeah.
If you keep your mouth shut,
mm-hmm.
open your two eyes
yeah.
and your two ears,
right.
your question will be answered if you are paying attention.
Listen to understand. Don't listen to respond.
Exactly.
That's the deal,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Well, and when you ask a question, get ready for the answer.
And accept it. I mean, why did you ask me if you
right.
don't want to hear what I have to say?
Uh-huh.
That happens a lot.
A lot.
A
yes.
lot.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to go there any further.
I started something.
I was going to go down a different the road there, and I'm just going to go ahead and pass on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Discretion is the best part of
it. It is, right. Yeah. Take your turn at the gate.
Yeah, yeah. Take your turn anywhere, yeah.
It's an unwritten rule, right?
Absolutely, yeah. yeah.
Even if you're riding a 16-hand horse like I am, I got off at a branding to open a gate. I just damn near didn't get back on. There wasn't a ditch to lead the horse down into. There
no
wasn't
stump.
A stump to stand on. And everybody just sat there and laughed at me as I struggled to get back on.
Did you say, go on ahead, I'll catch
no,
you up?
No, I didn't, because I knew I couldn't get back on then, because my horse would want to be with the other,
with
everybody
her.
Else. Anyway.
Yeah, even if.
Well, I provided the entertainment.
Well,
day.
Hey, that's one way to look at it,
it's,
right?
It's what I do. I'm not a good hand, so I'll provide the entertainment. All right, how about some cowpoke poetry?
What you got?
Rules for visiting our state.
Rules for visiting Wyoming. Rule number one, we have unpaved roads here. No matter how slow you drive, you're going to get mud on your BMW. We have four-wheel drive because we need it. Now drive or get out of the way. Rule number two, we have been hunting and fishing since we were kids. Yes, we saw Bambi's mom in our scopes and we shot her. Get over it. Rule number three, any references to heifers when referring to our women will get your butt kicked. By our women. Rule number four, pull your pants up and turn your hat around, you look like an idiot. Rule number five, if that cell phone rings while we're waiting for a bear to come in on the bait barrel, I will shoot the phone. You may hope you don't have it up to your ear at the time. Rule number five, no, there is no vegetarian special on the menu. Order steak, order it rare. Or you can order a chef salad and pick the 2 pounds of ham and turkey off the top. If you want sushi or caviar, it's available down at the bait shop. Rule number seven, is that where we were?
Yeah, seven.
All right, seven. Rule number seven.
Too small.
If you bring Coke into my state, it better be brown, wet, and served over ice. Rule number eight, they are called cattle. That's what they smell like. Don't like it? The road goes two ways. Get on it. Rule number nine, that so-called slope-shouldered ranch boy did more work before breakfast than you'll do all week in the gym. How'd you like to go home and tell your mama you got your butt kicked by a boy in Carhartts? Rule number 10, periodically we move our cattle down the highway. This is as close as it gets to rush hour. Now, a little bit of advice. Slow down or the sides of your car will be smeared with guacamole. If you honk your horn, prepare to wear it. Rule number 11. The opener refers to the first day of elk season. It is a religious holiday, and the bank, schools, and post office will be closed. Rule number 12. Every person in every pickup waves. It's called being friendly. I know it's a new concept, but try and catch on. And finally, rule number 13. Last but not least, welcome to Wyoming. We really don't care how you did it, where you came from. Now enjoy your visit, leave your money, and then go home.
Yeah, those are definitely unwritten rules for visiting our state. Now, pay attention.
Now, listen, pay attention.
If you're visiting our state, pay attention.
Pay attention, yes.
All right, how about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, man, a true classic.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Bob Nolan.
Oh, nice. And what's he singing?
Ride Me Down Easy.
Ooh, yeah.
The highway, she's hotter than nine kinds of hell. The rides are getting scarcer than rain. When you're down to your last chuck with nothing to sell, and you're too far away from the trails, put snow on the mountain, raise hell on the hill, locked horns with the devil himself. Then a rodeo bum, a son of a gun, and a hobo with stars in his crown. Oh, ride me down easy, Lord, ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. Say I'm easy. In a good month of Sundays and a guitar ago, had a tall drink of yesterday's wine, left a long string of friends, some sheets to the wind, and some satisfied women behind. Oh Lord, won't you ride me down easy, Lord, ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. Say I'm easy come, easy go, and I'm easy to love when I stay.
Wow, that is a classic.
True.
And that's Bob Nolan by himself, not with the Sons of the Pioneers.
Not with the Pioneers, yeah.
Hey, good stuff. We're talking about the unwritten rules, and we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.